Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula, Friends of the Earth. And, you know, Friends of the Earth is always trying to experiment and utilise new ways of communicating with its audience to really achieve the results we need for the environment. This is why not only do we use the traditional blogging form where we write articles and press releases for you, but we use our YouTube videos, and we've just uploaded one fairly recently about the wildflower planting. So if you head over to our website harwichfoe.co.uk, then you'll be able to see that. But also we're going into more audio, as you can tell by the audio blogs that we've been posting on the website. But also myself, I host the official Friends of the Earth podcast, and we've just finished more or less episode 2. And I thought for this message I would share with you the opening couple of minutes of that, the introduction, just as a way of piquing your interest in it, and hopefully you'll spend the time to seek it out. The website is foe.co.uk/faux pod, or you can search for it on iTunes. Just search for Friends of the Earth podcast. So that's it from me, and here is the opening segment of the second episode of the Friends of the Earth podcast. Speak to you soon.
FOPOD Episode 2, Base Camp, preparing to tackle the summit. Hello and welcome to FOPOD, the Friends of the Earth podcast. My name's Adam Roxby, local group member at Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and this is the show brought to you by the UK's most influential environmental campaigning organisation. We're going to tell you about what's going on at Friends of the Earth headquarters and also in the 230 plus local groups around the UK, and more crucially, what you can do to help. So coming up in this episode, well, Friends of the Earth is always asking you to see things differently, and this summer you're going to have the chance to experience Base Camp right in Derbyshire, and we're going to hear all about that. Also, pop-up business guru Dan Thompson is spreading the gospel of revitalising the high street with shops that, well, pop up, often just for a short period of time. And Friends of the Earth is asking young people to get gobby and tell us how best to reach out in our next campaign, one aimed at getting us to alter our diets for the good of the planet. Your idea may net you £500. But before all that, here's some news.